Blessings and Christian greetings to all GNCR listeners and staff members. Thank you to Good News Community Radio for affording me this wonderful privilege to share my story. My name is Andrea Lutchman. I am a born-again believer in Christ due to my parents leading me to Jesus at the tender age of 9. I'm also a wife and a mother to a daughter and a son, and a grandmother to a beautiful little girl. Many years ago, as far back as the 80s, I recall serious incidents of fear due to uncertainty, which caused me to become uneasy and restless, sometimes ending in panic. It was in small doses, but back then it felt severe and unbearable. Had I shared this with anyone, they would have definitely frowned upon my reasoning or even teased me for being trivial, and they would have been right. But my Heavenly Father, through the Holy Spirit, simply reminded me of His love and His power, which gave me instant peace of mind through His word in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In later years, circumstances beyond my control caused me to become overwhelmed by anxiety to a point of no return, or so it seemed. But God, in His infinite love and mercy, gave me direction and even made a way out of a desperate situation. Yes, God can and will direct you. Look at what Isaiah 30 verse 21 promises us. And your ears shall hear a word behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. And Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, I will even make a roadway in the wilderness. These verses have inspired my faith to greater heights. We are all a work in progress, and growing in Christ leads us into the paths of righteousness filled with more challenges to overcome, which only makes us stronger. Jesus said in John 16 verse 33, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Let me cut to the chase and tell you about the time when my life had come to a complete standstill. I had not only reached a dead end, but a huge no-entry sign popped up from nowhere. This was about a decade ago, when one of life's greatest challenges left me feeling utterly alone, uncertain of the future, with no one to turn to, and unworthy even to be called a child of God. I doubted my salvation and questioned my position as a blood-washed believer, and this caused me to become weak and helpless. I looked saved, lived a wonderful Christian life, was even commended for my achievements, but still felt that my freedom was not on par with the scriptures. In my perspective, not being able to overcome all my obstacles made me believe that I was not truly free. In my journey to obtain true freedom, the one that Christ portrays through the cross, I had to let go of things that I had previously accepted. But in doing this, I was risking losing the comfortable life I was used to. And this, unexpectedly, drove me to a place where I began to feel like a stranger in God's house, and more so in His presence. It felt as if I didn't belong anywhere. Fear had replaced faith and caused me to feel alienated from God and even from other believers. As a last resort, I found myself one Sunday morning at a church I didn't belong to. With my mind still clinging to the cross of Jesus, I was simply hoping to be remembered by God. Tears fell from my broken heart as I sat with my head bent low, waiting for the service to begin. I joined in with the worship and singing so that I wouldn't be noticed. And as the minister took to the podium and began his sermon, something strange happened. He said he didn't know why, but he couldn't proceed and needed to read a different portion of scripture. He opened his Bible to 1 Kings 8 verse 41, and this is what I heard him read. And if a stranger or foreigner for your name's sake comes to pray, then hear from heaven and do accordingly. After speaking for a few minutes, he walked off stage and made an altar call, to which many responded. When he had finished, he returned to his notes and tried to continue with the morning's devotion, but couldn't. Still heavy laden and silently pondering the above-mentioned scripture, I then heard him request a second altar call. More people went forward, and even though I considered it, I was reluctant because I didn't want the attention it brought. Had I missed my opportunity? To my surprise and relief, he made a third desperate appeal. But this time, he stated quite clearly that that altar call was intended for only one person. That person was me. God had indeed remembered me, and I was no longer a stranger in his house, even though I had never been to this church before. As I stood up, still doubtful and weak in my limbs, I felt my Heavenly Father almost assist me to the front. Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. That's what Hebrews 13 verse 5 says. He already knew my situation, my doubts, my fears, the risks I will take, and the consequences, long before they occurred, and was waiting for me to walk straight into his will and purpose. All I had to do was trust him. Many people use the cliche, I've been through hell and back, and I fully understand that now. But look at what David says in Psalms 139 verse 8. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. God is indeed omnipresent. He is everywhere all at once. We seldom believe or accept the fact that the most important relationship on earth is with God through Christ, because like Jesus, we are in this world, but not of this world. I hope and pray that no matter where you find yourself today, that you are encouraged to never let go of His hand, because He will never let go of yours. I've learned that it's not just about praying, it's about trusting. Remember, there is hope. Hope has a name. His name is Jesus. God bless and goodbye.